You're listening to Star Wars Hangout.
The best Star Wars Hangout in the galaxy. Hey Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lottie.
And friends, we are back up early again
with the early.
Lottie's like way too early, maybe. We are up early for The Mandalorian Season 3, Episode 2, The Minds of The Minds of Mandalore. Oh my goodness. First, we want to do a little non-spoiler reaction.
Yeah.
I'll give you a summary, and then we'll dive in. So that's me checking myself, saying I've got to hold on for a second. Brace yourselves for this one, because the non-spoiler review of this might get you. Lottie is not feeling it.
Well, no, it's good.
Did
it's
I put
good.
Words in your mouth?
Yeah, it's good. I just thought, I don't know, I had more expectations for some reason, because you said,
right, because I said it was gonna be awesome. Yeah. And people were like, I did read somewhere beforehand that people were like, this is literally like peak Star Wars, like they were going nuts about this episode.
Oh.
And it's good.
Yeah.
There is a real, I'll tell you what I love about it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what,
I would love to hear more about it. Yeah.
So for me, this has the reason I think people say that this is really high-end Star Wars is, yeah, because of all the little things that they do, all the little creatures, droids, yeah, the planets, the star systems, it's all,
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
You know, they throw all of that in there with an interesting story connected then to lore. So for me, it did have quite a bit. I get, though, that it was, you know, basically, yeah. So, okay, non-spoiler review over. It was good. I liked it. You're sort of struggling. Wondering, you know, is it good, right? Is it as good as what all the reviews were saying prior to us, mm-hmm, going into watching it? I mean, I don't know, but now let's get into a summary. Let's, mm-hmm, break the summary down, and then we'll do some big takeaways and kind of talk about this. We should have a special guest on later this week, by the way. I just sort of was chatting with her. We'll see. I'm confirming a guest for our later. We do our initial reaction here bright and early at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then we have more coherent conversations, yeah, later in the week. So
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. So the summary on this is essentially we are going to the mines of Mandalore, and to get there we need a droid. So we have to go to Tatooine. We have to go, and we happen to be there. We see Pele Motto again. We are there for the Boon to Eve classic. Mm-hmm. We get Jawas. We get trading parts. We get a little bit of drinking there. It's a holiday, right? R5 then is recruited to the cause, to the mission. This is great. This, mm-hmm, is like the first time we've really seen him in action. We've seen him with a map. We've seen him in episode 4 as bad motivator and so on. R5 is awesome. I actually told you the other day, I have a R5 figurine that yeah, Disney released, like the die-cast mold thing. Sick. I don't know why. Because it's just this little droid that we I don't know, the rumors and theories are out there is that he was a spy for the rebellion. She even mentions, like, this goes back to, she referenced his old days in the rebellion. like he was a rebellion droid. So you're like, okay, that's awesome. He fought for the rebellion.
Yeah.
You know, R5 fought for the rebellion. Pretty big deal, people. So anyways, we're there, and we take off. We head to Mandalore, right? So we head to Mandalore, and we come across some interesting creatures when we get there. First of all, R5 is supposed to be checking the atmosphere to see if it's okay.
He's traumatized.
He is traumatized majorly.
From the war or whatever.
Right. So he does that. Long story short here, Din gets captured. Grogu goes, gets Bo-Katan, rescues him, and they bathe in the mines. But they bathe together. I don't know. There's something going, you know, right? Something going on.
You said, never mind.
What?
Say that later. You said he might convert her.
Oh, I totally. We might as well jump right there. Yeah. So here's the thing. The reason this episode was so cool is that she was like someone who went through, you know, just went through the motions. It was like,
yeah,
okay, for my dad, I'll say the thing. I'll do the thing. They can baptize me in the waters, right? It's,
yeah,
fine. yada, yada, yada. And then she witnesses someone who believes mm-hmm. in the way. And I'm not going to lie to you, but before this, I was sort of like, no, Bo-Katan's awesome. Her people, they got it right. They used to rule this place. She's royalty, etc. But what this has done is sort of subverted that idea that just because she was royalty and she ruled here doesn't mean she knew what it was, what it meant. I mean, yeah. she does.
Yeah.
People are like, going to be cursing my name here. And it's like, but it's like, whoever the armorer is and whoever has got them believing in the way.
Yeah.
And has them seeking the ancient way of Mandalore. It's like they're going back to their roots, back to their strength, where they were once united. Back to a yeah. time when they were a united people, possibly, right? Yeah. We don't know all the history and lore on it, but if they're more united there, then this is a way forward for Bo-Katan, is to mm-hmm. maybe say, okay, you start to kind of believe in the legendary idea of the Mandalore.
Yeah.
And we don't take our helmet. We have a creed that we follow. And there's honor. There's respect. There's this is the way. It yeah. What got me was when she said that my father died defending yeah. Mandalore. And he paused. He stopped. He turned. He made a moment. Yeah. He bowed his head. And he said, this is the way. And I was like, okay. Okay.
Basically
he has great respect yeah. Yeah. for that. And she, that sort of takes her back. You know, you might mention that to someone else, another ruling family, and they're like, okay, whatever, he was great. I mean, you know, there's a respect, but not a true reverence,
yeah.
you know, for that sacrifice and stuff. So yeah. that is what I think for me made this episode. It kept building to that point, and I was like, we're going to see something. Something's, yeah. there's got to be some magic here. I mean, there's simple magic in terms of like, R5's awesome. The Jawas, Pelimoto.
Yeah, yeah.
That stuff's really cool. Moving parts in and out. And then we see the Force, right? We get reference yeah. to Grogu's using the Force and stuff. So I guess what would be your biggest, like, what was something in the episode that you really did like that you thought was really cool that made it a good episode for you?
I did like, yeah, just seeing the mines and like the civilization and the references to it and trying to imagine what was it like, because I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
In its bloom.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, I don't.
Yeah. Really. I was going to actually go back and show you. And actually, since I have my screen up here, I will.
All I saw is the destruction of Mandalore.
Right.
With
yeah.
With Ahsoka and stuff. Yeah.
And so during that time, when they're walking through that city, you can actually go back to Clone Wars Season 7 uh-huh. and sort of see the different platforms and the different levels.
Yeah.
And if you were to do a side by side, you could see how they made sure that it looked like that.
Yeah.
If you really That's look cool. hard. I mean, it looks like just normal destruction. I mean, they even reference. It looks like it's been centuries or something.
But still look very cool. Very cool concept art again.
Yeah.
And yeah, just an adventure that was on a smaller scale. So mm-hmm. all these little enemies weren't like, you know, there's no Darth Vader, no
yeah
other
yeah.
like.
This is just God. This is just creatures. This is just some weird robot
yeah.
thing
yeah.
That's still
we don't
alive
even know there. That thing's name. You said it looks a little, like it reminds you because it's a little human and a little
yeah,
droid-like.
Droid, yeah, yeah.
It reminds you of General Grievous.
Grievous, yeah. Yeah, it does. And it's even talked like it a little bit and sounded
yeah.
something like it. So all you could see was the eye. And yeah. I thought like a Dianoga maybe or something with the one eye it was like living inside this droid or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Cool though. So like laying traps and trying to catch Mandalorians maybe who are coming down here to check on the city or something.
I know. I was wondering how many, I mean, if he set up a trap, how many Mandalorians come back and
yeah. Who's coming to check to see if yeah. they, and why are they going to that particular spot? Are they going to the mines, of Mandalore? Yeah. Are they going down to those waters? Yeah. Maybe there's more of that going on than we think. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, they for sure thought there's nothing there, and now we see it's actually full of life.
Yeah. So if you wanted to convert to the way, mm-hmm. right, and you wanted to redeem yourself and follow the ancient way of Mandalore, you would go down there. So if
yeah.
you're someone who's been following Bo-Katan, and then you come across the armorer, and you start to say, all right, these people, you know, they know what's up.
Yeah.
And they seem small right now. So the armorer seems like she and her people, they seem very small and like they're on their own.
Yeah.
Whereas Bo-Katan seems to be still in connection with some of the other ruling families, uh-huh. and there was a bigger group sort of behind her, just the way they talk. Now, what I'm wondering is if she's not going to be converted in a sense,
yeah.
go seek out that armorer and start to have some dialogue, because mm-hmm. It seems like the armorer definitely knows and maybe once was a follower mm-hmm. of another way, or was just your traditional classic Mandalorian that we see in the Clone Wars,
yeah.
who does remove their helmet, who is not, you know, by the letter following the ancient way of Mandalore. I think that would be really interesting to see that go down, just to okay. see that conversation. And then perhaps if they start doing things on a small scale and they start making sort of ripples around the galaxy, you hear of this group of Mandalorians who do not remove their helmets, who follow the ancient way of Mandalore,
yeah.
and you find that Bo-Katan is in the midst of them,
yeah.
and maybe is working with them. That would be wild, right? Yeah. All of a sudden, so instead of ruling with the dark saber,
did she want it back?
I don't know. She definitely picked it off the ground. He put it back in his belt,
oh, okay.
right? So
okay.
So Din has it. When he goes into the waters there, I think, or he takes it from, yeah, regardless, he has it. She does use it though, and yeah. she wields it way better, right? I mean, because it's heavy for him, it's mm-hmm. hard for him to wield, and she has wielded it before.
Yeah.
So in her mind, it's sort of like she has been a ruler, and yeah. it did not work out. It wasn't that she wasn't trying or whatever. It's maybe she lost her way. Yeah. And she needs to find the way, you know. So,
I mean, all she wants is to unify her people, right?
Yes, yeah.
That's all. She always says this: the worst thing, not that the planet is destroyed, but the worst thing that happened to our people is that we're,
mm-hmm.
yeah. we split apart.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So finding maybe a way to get back to the ancient way of Mandalore might be something she's interested in. Who knows? Because I kept thinking that Din was going to see, okay, Bo-Katan's right. You yeah. know, she mentioned something like pog egg soup or something yeah. that every Mandalorian child would yeah. know and would have had. And
how can you not know
How can yeah. you not know that?
We all
right.
grew up on it.
We all grew up on it. So
yeah, it's like someone says we don't know pizza or mac and cheese.
Yeah.
How can you not know mac and cheese? I didn't know mac and cheese.
Right. You're not American. You're not American until you have mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So yes, that. So if you were somewhere saying you were an American, but yet you knew none of these things,
yeah,
right?
Then
it would be weird, right? It'd be yeah. like, hold on, are you really? Because this is really how we do things here. And it doesn't make sense that you would be different,
yeah.
even though this is the great melting pot. Yeah. It felt like that's what she was kind of saying. I've been here my whole life.
Yeah.
I've recited all those tenets. I mean, I know all the different sayings and the customs and
yeah.
and I've done those things for my father. Makes you wonder if her father wasn't more, because she talks about
traditional.
Yeah, more traditional. And if she was doing those things for her father.
Mm-hmm.
Because then when her sister rules, she takes them down a different path, like
okay.
like away from the warrior way.
Mm-hmm.
They're more benevolent people and they're trying to be independent and not necessarily as warlike.
Yeah.
So, and actually Bo-Katan split away from that and was a part of a different group, a different yeah. faction on Concordia Dawn, which we by the way, we got a nice little reference to the different planets and where people are from, where Din is from, actually,
yeah. Yeah.
which was cool. So, yeah, and that was good, I think, for everybody in Star Wars to just understand this is the Mandalore system. So you can be from that system.
Mm-hmm.
The planet, like the core lead world, is Mandalore. And
yeah.
then there are moons around it and there are other smaller
right, right. Yeah,
planets maybe. So
now, yeah. I mean, their customs are fine, but like never taking your helmet off, that would turn me off. Like I would be like, nah.
Yeah,
I mean, the rest I'm fine with, but I don't know. I don't want to wear a helmet all the time.
I guarantee you we've not heard all of the different things. Like, I'm guessing when you're alone with your family, you know, or you were...
Your spouse?
Spouse? right? This is the way, right? Or is it... maybe not. Hey, I mean, technically, you know, you might, yeah, be okay.
Seems like a small thing, but no, I would never... For that reason,
hey,
I would not convert. Sorry.
Right. It's like. Look, you can keep the. Got to keep the helmet on, but you can take everything else. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. This is the way. And yeah, so Dave Filoni, we want more answers on that, right? Yeah. How, if you follow, and Jon Favreau, sorry, if because Jon Favreau wrote this, and this is actually looking really good. He mentioned the other day that he wants to go from to season 3 to season 4. Mm-hmm. Jon and Dave are like all in on this. And I even saw Pedro Pascal was sort of like, I'm going to be playing the Mandalorian for the rest of my life. He was like, it's just what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So anyway, it to me, yeah, we want those answers. We want to know, how are we supposed to repopulate Mandalore? And, you know, they're going to be like, use your imagination. Anyways, so I still, though, think something about this ancient way, clearly they're living this way. Like, the armorer doesn't take her helmet off, and she's not in front of anyone else. And I guarantee, we keep learning about different things. You know, we didn't know you could be redeemed until she said it. So that's one of those things that they're holding back information. We don't know all of the tenets, just like we didn't know, even like with the Jedi. When Luke first becomes a Jedi, we don't know all of the Jedi code. We hear about it, but then we learn about different sayings and teachings and stuff that were going on during episode 1, 2, and 3. But there were even things, as we go back into the High Republic and the Old Republic, there, those sayings, they alter a little bit. They're different. That's where they originated from. Yeah. And so, it's just really cool to see it evolve, I guess.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy it. Grogu is cute as all get out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I know.
And I love when he gets a little the little determined look on his face, like he's gonna, he flips on the light and he's like, it's go time.
Yeah, I
will lead. And I'm like, whoa. Yes.
I told you, Grogu has to step up. But question for you. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Is Grogu holding back a little bit? Do you think there's more he could do, but he just doesn't have the confidence yet? Or is he actually, he's just a baby. He doesn't, hasn't learned that much yet. I mean, he can control it a little bit, but not if he has to. He doesn't do it unless he absolutely has to.
He could be. He's afraid. He's a child still. Yeah. And he's definitely nervous and afraid going in here. Even if he were at the Jedi Academy, he would have been there for years. All this time, he would have been still just training.
Yeah.
And he would not have been maybe even assigned to a master. And he would have, for years, maybe 100, a couple hundred years, he would have just been at the temple. Yeah. Whereas others, and he would see many Padawans come in and out and go. So I feel like his development, the rate where he to which he develops is just a little bit slower. It's taking more time.
Yeah.
Maybe he does hit some rapid sort of acceleration in that, but I do think too, when he saw his father there, you know, Daddy Din was he's locked up, he's trapped. He does go get help, which is great, and he does what he can do there. He does try to use the Force to break him open. It doesn't work, so he'll probably want to tune up those skills, maybe. Yeah. Or concentrate more, or learn how to develop them. We might even see like a practice montage where he's practicing with his father and with some stuff, you know. So
he reminds me a little bit, and don't laugh at me.
Oh boy.
Okay, so I used to watch with my brother when we were young. We used to watch Dragon Ball, right?
Yes,
Dragon Ball
Z. Yes, yeah.
And he reminds me just a little bit of Gohan.
Gohan, yeah.
And Gohan is the strong, like.
Okay,
people might be like, no, it's Goku, but Gohan is his first son.
Yeah.
And he is just a little baby. I mean, he's not a baby. He's like a toddler, a little bit older than Grogu.
Right.
But he has to save the world, and one of Goku's friends tries to train him.
Right.
And he's like, don't stop being a baby. And they all know he has powers he couldn't really... He does have them inside of him.
Yeah.
He can't really tap into them yet.
Wow.
He's still like just this kid and just you know, crying.
Right,
he
right,
wants
right.
To go back to his mommy. And
but he has just a well of power.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is probably the strongest. And in the end, just to spoil it real quick, he likes to be more academic and go down that path. And
okay.
He was just more on the peaceful side.
I see. So, but
there you go.
There's a tempest.
Yeah.
In oh my gosh.
Okay.
Well, I guess really, you know, it's interesting in that episode, he wasn't in immediate danger. So Den wasn't like that. Like they weren't trying to, there was time. Clearly there was time to go get help. And so, and he followed that order and went and did that. I think if something was happening right then and he saw an attack and he thought, oh, it could be over right now.
Yeah.
The adrenaline starts pumping and Grogu lifts his hand, force, boom.
Yeah. Done. I mean, that's basically what he did with that one thing that was blocking the way.
Yeah.
When he was trying to get out of the mines.
Yeah, they're like the Alamites or something like that, I think they're called.
Yeah, one of those like monsters, yeah.
It just flew,
he made it fly.
Those things are scary. They jump out of nowhere. And
what
Bo-Katan said is that they used to live out in the wasteland, sort of like out in the more remote areas, but clearly they have come in to the city center. And she's sort of saying, okay, the atmosphere is good here.
Yeah.
There are some creatures that still have survived, and there's still life here crawling around on the planet. No one has really come back to reshape it or to, you know, like to try to clean it up and start a civilization again.
Right.
Why not? I mean, I get it's a lot of work, maybe, or maybe there are some you wonder if, like, because he got into the water, it wasn't poisonous. When they bathe in the waters, it's not poisonous.
Yeah,
there is a mythosaur there, though. Like, that was crazy.
But it didn't attack.
No.
It didn't attack them. It could have. It saw them.
It saw them, and it totally, I think, because Bo-Katan's already bathed in the living waters, and she's already been in there, possibly.
Okay.
Who knows? Recognized. It just helped to pull him down in there, what a scary thing. I have said it for years. I'm a hobbit through and through. Stay away. Like, you can fly over it, but I wouldn't swim in it. Like, there's no way. I mean, I'm just out on the water.
That's okay. Especially the dark and deep waters.
You just never know.
Yeah.
Even these ponds out here, I don't know what they got in them. There's just no way. So, but we got a reference to that. And I remember Quill used to talk about it. It was in season one. Episode one, I guess, Quill is talking about the ancient Mandalore, and he's talking about how they tamed the great mythosaur. So they had actually tamed it.
Yeah.
So that's why it doesn't strike
probably
necessarily. Maybe something else pulled him down in there, and then he was just sort of like overwhelmed by it, and then she gets him out. Maybe it was the mythosaur, not sure, but definitely a cool reference.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what she's thinking. You know, I really wonder what Bo-Katan is thinking now. Is she impressed, or is she? There's nothing magical about the waters. It's just the belief and the dedication to the tenets and the principles of the ancient way.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, that's the coolest part. But
by the way, she's got the coolest ship. I love her ship.
Yeah, her ship is really cool. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's a lot better than it. There's more room in there. I really kind of struggle sometimes with Den's ship. I'm just like, what can you really do in that thing? I mean, he's even saying, like, he's getting used to the speed. He's talking to Pelly about it. Mm-hmm. I feel like an upgrade is coming down the line. It reminds you of a video game where, you know, you have this ship. It's destroyed. You upgrade. You try the N1 fighter for a while, and then you're like, let's get something else. Like, in a video game, you can play around with different weapons, different armor styles, and all that different, you know, stuff. Yeah. So,
and we said that last time. It felt like a video game, you know, with little side quests to the main quest.
And I actually wonder if they're not going to, once we get through and they're kind of like done and it's really concrete, we know where we're at. Like, why wouldn't they make a video game of this?
Yeah.
Where you can just fly around with Grogu.
Agreed.
And do something fun.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be really neat. Just, and you could change out armor pieces, or you could just be a Mandalorian and do, I don't know, whatever it might be. But
okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one little question?
Yeah.
Last question. What do you think of, like, I mean, you were happy to see, what was it, R5?
R5, yeah.
R5, right? Yeah. What do you think, though, last time it was so, so important to him that IG-11 is the one droid. He was going to do anything to fix him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, now he's just like, okay, I'll take that other one. What?
Yeah, for sure. It just, I know, it does. He was very insistent, but, and then he sort of runs out of resources. I guess so, yeah. Yeah, he comes to Pelimato, and the Jawa's like, nah, sorry, no can do.
Yeah.
And he just takes that, and it's like, all right, fine. Sometimes it does feel very quick, and like, all right, fine, we have to move on. I know I was like pushing this for a whole episode, but that like was a part of the plot of that episode, is that you needed to keep pushing for that, and that's when we get into Babu Frick and his people there, you know?
Right.
I don't think actually Babu, that's actually Babu Frick, by the way. I just think it's his people. I just want to clarify that to folks. Anyway, so it's just, it's like he needs to get there.
Yeah.
It's a part of, like at some point you have to pull up and say, fine, I need a droid. We'll take R5. I do want to make a connection to folks out there. I hope you guys saw this, that Den wasn't the only one who got a bath. R5 also got an oil bath. He bathed in the ancient oil bins, right, of Tatooine or whatever that Mos Eisley. Yeah. So that was wild. He gets cleaned up. He looks good. He looks really good. And so I was worried when he was taken off there. The thing with him is he has a bad motivator, which has been replaced. But I was worried it was going to kick out again and he was going to have some trouble there.
Yeah. He was not one of the droids that was presented to Luke.
Yes.
He was?
Yes, he's the one.
That he takes and
the little red
gives
one.
Him back.
He's like, we'll take the little red one there.
And that was R5?
He's like, come on, red. And so, and actually Luke ends up being Red 5 later. Right? So,
wow.
Which is interesting in the same movie. And so R5 is coming out. And he's like, Uncle Owen, this one's got a bad motivator. And so he's like, hey, what are you trying to push on us here, you know? And C-3PO is like, excuse me, sir, you know, that one right there. And he's like, what about this little blue one? And so then they pull out R2. That's how R2 gets in there. So thankfully, R5, maybe they talked.
Yeah.
Maybe he and R2 talked. And he's like, hey, blow your motivator when you get a chance. Because I have a message to deliver. We're both working for the Rebellion, and R5's like, yeah, okay, go ahead. He's kind of nervous, you know. But anyway, yeah, so he's been upgraded. Pelimato is great. She's really funny, actually. And I laughed out loud a couple times just because I think she's her humor, her delivery is really good, too.
Yeah.
When she's talking to the Jawas and stuff, she doesn't always wait for them to finish, or she doesn't wait for the alien dialogue to wrap up. She's cutting in, and it feels much more natural. And you're like, she's really good. So, other things there. No, the Boon to Eve classic reference was cool, and the oil bath was awesome. Seeing Jawas is always fun. I love seeing them. The rest of it was sort of, there's not a lot. It's just a deserted city. Mm-hmm. It's dark. It's scary, creepy. We don't necessarily know what that creature is. If you guys do know, by the way, or have any theories or thoughts on the thing that captured Din, that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of wonder what that was. She didn't really say. Bo-Katan never really said what she thought it was or anything. So we sort of move right on. She does have a really cool conversation with Grogu, and she says, did you think your dad was the only Mandalorian?
Yeah.
And I used to know a lot of Jedi. Which was awesome.
Yeah.
Because she did. And she fought with Ahsoka. And she met with Obi-Wan and Anakin. Right? She knows the...
Right.
See, that to me, I was waiting for... You need people who were there during that time that tie us... That are in this, that tie us back to that. It really helps. Because she can reference Anakin. She can reference Obi-Wan and everything. And it just feels really... Really cool that she was able to do that. And then, she wonders about him. She's curious about him, about Grogu. So.
Yeah.
And we all are. We want to see him, he I don't, when is he going to talk? When is he going to start talking?
He said his first word.
Yeah, it was what Pelly said. Pelly said, did he say Pelly?
It did sound different.
It sounded like that was, like he was trying to say her name or something.
Yeah.
Maybe she really did enjoy, or maybe he really did enjoy, spending time with Pelly.
Yeah.
Which we all do. So. Anyway, okay, so final thoughts here, just some quick predictions. Do you think Din and Bo-Katan get together, have a relationship?
No.
Do you think she joins the ancient way of Mandalore? Do you think she'll team up with the armor?
I think that is a cool thought.
Yeah.
I can't see her, though, completely converting without any,
yeah.
you know, like
all the way.
I don't think she's going to be like, okay, I'm going to never, ever take my helmet off again and
convert. Nah. Right. So I wonder if there's a compromise or something. Yeah. But I don't know. They're pretty serious about the whole helmet thing.
They are.
They're real serious. He had to go bathe in the mines for that. So he got his redemption. I think he goes back and is more the leader of that group too. Din now has the Darksaber and he's done all that stuff. He's gotten help. But when they start to fight against Bo-Katan, she said this, all the infighting with her people, if she doesn't want to fully accept and adopt their way and they try to say she's not a Mandalorian, take your armor off, I don't think Din's gonna have that. Yeah. That, you know what I mean? Like that's not, I think that somewhere you gotta draw the line.
Yeah.
But who knows? Is that, you know,
I think together they will unify the Mandalorians.
Yeah, again. Together. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So. I like that. Yeah, we have no idea where's
Sabine?
Where is Sabine, by the way? Where's that reference?
Right.
And who are the big characters that we're going to be dropping in this? It was cool. Very, very good setup. But from here, I have literally no idea
where it
could go.
Yeah.
So they're going to have definitely more conversation, I feel like, and we're going to figure this out. But yeah. It's great. Good episode for me. I enjoyed it, and I think it's great. We finally got there. We weren't sure if we were going to get to the mines or not. I think we've seen most of the clips, by the way, from the trailer. So I think a lot of the trailer clips have been, I think we've gone through. There's a few other ones, but like for the most part, they try to keep that episodes 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. So like I knew Grogu was going to come out and blast the Alamite or whatever it was called. Yeah.
Did we see all the Mandalorians jumping out the ship yet? No.
No. Not yet. So there's definitely some more teamwork happening. Mm-hmm. And what are they? Who are they after? Who are they going to be fighting? Is it the Empire? Is it themselves?
Yeah.
See, is there a great Mandalorian war coming here? Mm. That could be the case. It could be a civil war that then at the end of it unites the people under a new way. Yeah. Who knows? So anyway, all right, friends. Hey, again, we will be back with a guest. We're going to have some of our, by the way, I think middle of the month here. So maybe this weekend or next, we have a guest lined up for every week. So we have a guest lined up, but I do want to reach out to some of our patrons. If you guys want to be on the episode, we'd love to have you on like a Saturday or something. So I got to reach out to them and set that up. If you want to, we have extra content over there. And we are still continuing with our Shell Cottage Radio podcast. Be sure to check out our Harry Potter podcast there. It is doing well. Harry Potter Hangout's doing well, too, on YouTube. And our Star Wars Hangout is doing well, too. So we got to get all that going. But it's lots to do.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's great. So we're fired up. We're motivated. I hope you guys are having a great day. And hope you enjoyed this episode. Send us a few messages if you got thoughts on it. We'd love to read them on the show. Mm-hmm. So with that, friends, thank you so much. And as always, remember... May the force.
may the force be with you.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.